Okay, so in event mode, what else is going on the panel here? What other options do you have? First is you can choose a different mode of loading in the data. All the data is essentially the same. This just affects how the data is processed once it is loaded in. You can also choose to either have the loader remove bad events as best it can. Again, it won't catch them all, but it'll do a pretty good job. Or have it load in the data as is, and then you have full control of adjusting and removing bad events. We'll revisit this later since this is a lengthier task to remove the data. Once the data is loaded in and you're satisfied that bad events have been removed, then you can adjust, adjust the number of slices. You can make a larger number of slices. There's no limit on how many you can use. It really depends on how much data you have. If you then bin the data, you can see a larger number of bins, giving you a larger number of slices, gives you a finer time resolution. Your time with now, instead of being 6/10 of a second, is 2/100 of a second. Also, now the number of counts, instead of being 130,000 seconds, 130,000 per bin is now more like 30,000 to 40,000 per bin. But again, your mileage may vary on this depending on what you have. You can choose something like Fibonacci bins, bin the event data there, and then you get to see the time with, you don't want to use a large number with this. We'll maybe change this back to say 10 or 11 bins. Again, once the data is loaded in already, rebinning the data is a very fast event. Loading the data in can be very lengthy. Once it's loaded in, processing it and reprocessing it to your heart's content, again, is very fast. And now this is a little bit better, showing the step in time width, and you actually have a reasonable number of counts in each of the bins. And you can see what this actually looks like. It's not terribly appropriate for this data set, but it is an option. The other option is custom bins, and you can get to it either there by selecting custom here or custom bins from the editing menu. And the default is we'll give you linear bins, but if you actually change the times here manually, then you can say make these a little bit longer, make these 0.1, make the last bin 0.1, and if we update, then it will reject the highest time here because I've run out of time. I told it to enforce the maximum time, which is 0.63 seconds, so I need to make these smaller to allow a little bit extra time here. So if I make some of the middle bins smaller, some of the maximum bins, other bins larger, if I update that, then you can see the number of counts in each of the bins. And this is not real number of counts. This is just fictional, so you can see what the bins look like. You can see the wider bins, wider time bins at the beginning and end, narrow time bins there. And then if we bin the event data to those time bins, this is what you get. You get larger number of counts, obviously, in the wider bins, smaller number of counts in the narrower bins, and anything else in between. So if you have something that, say, has a linear decay in the kinetics, you'll want linear time bins. If you have something that's very nonlinear, you'll want to adjust and make nonlinear time bins. Not knowing what everybody's data set could look like, I'll leave it up to you to set the bins. If you have a particular bin setting that you would like and you can prove to me that it's appropriate for more than just you, it can be added to the package. Contact me when you have the data. So once you're done with that, we can dispatch that. For the viewing, if you want to see the event data, if you want to see Details of the binning that can be brought back up. The editing, this can get rid of bad data points. I'll show this later in a separate video. And if you have data files that are too large, and by too large that means about 200 megabytes in a data file. What that means for counting time really depends on your count rate, because it's counting events, it's not counting time. If you have a very high count rate, you can accumulate hundreds of megabytes or gigabytes in a relatively short time. So these data files, whether they're stream data or oscillatory data, do need to be handled separately, because the physical limitations of memory on a computer will not allow you to actually load in that much data all at once. So these data files, will need to be split up and then processed chunk-wise and then added back together. Again, next video will show how this is done.